This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's not clear where in Racine County a rabid bat was found, but health officials have confirmed that one tested positive. The bat was captured over concerns about exposure to a pet. Officials say any animals involved were quarantined and vaccinated. Experts say to keep pets vaccinated and to avoid wild animals. Police say a Racine hit-and-run crash hurt a woman and led to the arrest of a 23-year-old man Sunday. Investigators say Ethan LaFever hit a parked car, left the scene, and was later found by officers. The complaint says he showed signs of intoxication and admitted to drinking. He now faces multiple charges, including OWI with injury. Wisconsin has a new rule aimed at training more nurses by expanding who can teach clinical courses. Registered RNs can now take on teaching roles under certain conditions. Officials say it could help ease staffing shortages. Racine County leaders are moving to keep a public safety building project from being scaled back due to rising costs. Supervisors recently approved borrowing up to $4 million and shifting funds from another project. Officials say the move keeps the plan intact and could avoid higher costs later. Racine residents are helping to turn their art museum into a large public art display. Starting today, volunteers are sewing thousands of square feet of fabric for an installation by a nationally known artist. The piece on the art museum will debut during a September arts festival. And Milwaukee has a new Hank Aaron mural. You can find it by searching Clinton Rose Senior Center on your map app. The city unveiled it during a ceremony marking Hank Aaron Day yesterday. Leaders say it honors his legacy and lasting impact on the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Authorities say a pilot is okay after their plane crashed yesterday flying to EAA. The single-propeller two-seat aircraft crashed in a marshy area along the south shore of the Fox River, west of Lake Puckaway in the town of Montello. The pilot was the only person on board heading to the Oshkosh fly-in from Colorado. A 13-year-old Amish girl is dead in Sauk County after authorities say a truck hauling a trailer crashed into her buggy. It happened last week in Ironton. Sauk County Sheriff's deputies say the Laval teen was pronounced dead at the scene. The 81-year-old driver of the truck appeared to be unharmed. The sheriff's office noted the buggy had lights and the girl was wearing a reflective vest at the time. The horse pulling the buggy was also not injured. After months of investigating, fire officials say we may never know exactly what caused a massive fire in Green Bay during a record-setting blizzard last March. The Green Bay Area Metro Fire Department released an update yesterday on the Green Bay Converting Fire. They say the historic blizzard that dumped more than 2 feet of snow on the warehouse collapsed the roof, which certainly contributed to the blaze. Due to the extensive damage caused by the roof collapse and subsequent fire, investigators were unable to identify the specific ignition source, so the cause of the fire cannot be determined. High winds that came with the second largest snowstorm in the city's history made battling the fire at the paper storage facility extremely difficult. It took emergency crews from nearly 20 agencies multiple days to get the fire completely under control. The Larson Road fire was the largest structure fire in Green Bay in nearly 30 years, destroying 320,000 square feet of company property. Gas prices are on the rise again after steadily dropping for about a month during diplomatic talks. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Average gas prices rose 12.2 cents per gallon over the last week, the average in the state on Monday landing at $3.78. This is 5.8 cents higher than a month ago and over 68 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the ongoing U.S.-Iran situation continues to weigh on markets, but soon the issue is going to be more about global refining capacity and less about crude oil. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed, and continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian refineries is causing more strain on an already strained supply picture. Crude oil approached $85 per barrel in Sunday night trading. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
GasBuddy officials say price cycling markets are likely to see another jump in prices in the days ahead. Federal health officials are now saying the original source of a parasitic outbreak was a false positive. Civic Media's Melissa Kay explains.
The Food and Drug Administration is now saying Taylor Farms lettuce may not be the culprit behind the large outbreak of cyclospora infections across the country. The FDA had previously announced that Taylor Farms lettuce from Mexico was tainted with the Cyclospora parasite. The agency issued an update late Sunday saying the test result was a false positive. Their investigation into the large watery diarrhea outbreak is continuing. However, Taylor Farms continues to recall its shredded iceberg lettuce and salad kits that contain iceberg. According to Food Safety News, the recall includes Taylor Farms iceberg lettuce products distributed from June 29th through July 16th. And while the recall includes the Market Side brand products sold at Walmart stores in 15 states, they're mostly southern and eastern states, and Wisconsin Walmarts are not currently part of that recall. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
Federal health officials say thousands of people have been sickened by the parasite nationwide. Aviation takes center stage in Oshkosh this week with thousands of visitors arriving for EAA Air Venture. The governor has proclaimed it Aviation Week in Wisconsin as the event marks its 73rd year. Last year's show drew people from nearly 100 countries and generated hundreds of millions of dollars for local communities. This year, the focus includes aviation history and the growing role of women in the field. State transportation leaders say the event also highlights ongoing investments in airports across Wisconsin. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
A home run for Coop. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Mets tonight. Brendan Sproat against the Mets lefty, Zach Thornton. The crew beat the Mets 8-3 last night thanks to home runs by Andrew Vaughn, Joey Ortiz, and rookie Cooper Pratt, who says he'll always remember he got it off of former teammate Freddy Peralta.
That's a cool one to get the first one off of for sure. I don't think I'll ever forget I hit my first one off of Ton. I was there last year in spring training, and he was a pitcher, and I was a position player. I mean, he was super nice.
So did a fan in the stands hold on to the baseball?
No, it's in my locker. I thought I went in the bullpen. I was like, sweet, we got the ball. And then Shocker came up to me, hey, Coop, I need you to sign a bat real quick.
College basketball, the Badgers' Nolan Winter in Madison at summer practice, back from surgery on his right ankle.
It's been good. My ankle feels good. Every day, every week, we're progressing more and more with rehab and what I'm able to do. But all in all, the offseason's been really good. I've been in good hands here, and ankle's feeling good.
That's Wisconsin's Nolan Winter. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, breezy, a bit cooler, and a lot less humid today. Our high in the upper 70s to around 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest gusting between 20 and 30. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.